The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The gap is being closed up. The gap is being closed up. The great lacuna is closing up. It's been a great gap. Yeah, even from creation, a gap. For the gap was to show the creator from the creature. The gap watana inshumata, gap of the creator to the creature. The gap between the creator and the creature had always been from the beginning before the fall. The fall gave another gap which patana insomfi ikate levie. The dragon walked another gap between man and his maker, which was not meant to be. But now, says the Spirit, the gap is being taken away. The gap is being taken away. The distance is being closed up. Yea, that is going to become this. Is going to become this. That is how close Adonai will be. That is how close Adonai will be. He's coming near and near and near, and he will become this. He will no longer be that. Yea, it will be a generation that will say, that is this. That is this. There was a generation that said that which was from the beginning. Yea, and now began to see it as this. That generation again will be born. That generation again will be born. The generation that will not know the gap. The generation that will not experience the gap. The generation that will live in his presence. The generation that will live in his presence. For it is going to be from generation to generation. Yea, the cord will be unbroken from generation to generation. The journey will be unbroken from generation to generation. The revelation will be unbroken from generation to generation. The embodiment of the light will continue from generation to generation until the gap is no more. Until the gap is completely extinguished, is completely exhumed, is completely done away with, and it will be said, Elohim is here, Adonai is nigh, he is close, he is close, he is close, he is close, he is close. You will go through many birthings, you will go through many birthings. I will show you the birthings, and I will give grace in the showing of the birthings to bring you through the birth canals. I will bring you through the birth canals until you are made nigh. Until you are made nigh. You will be born and born and born and born until you are born into his very presence. There is a presence that is the presence. That is the very presence. That is the presence I promised you. That where I am, you will be also. I will birth you. I will show you the birthings. I will bring you through the birthings. I will reveal the birthings. I will grant grace to bring you through the birthings. And you will appear in that same presence. That same presence. You will be there. Because I am there. Because I am there. I received of my Father. I received of my God. And I was born into that presence. You will receive of me, and you will be born. You will be born. You will be born, and you will sit. You will be with me, for where I am, you will be also.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55. Let's start from there. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, everyone that tested, come ye to the waters. And he that had no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why for do you spend money for that which is not bread? And you labor for that which satisfies not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good. Let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Yea, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people. I have given him a leader and a commander to the people. So we can see in that verse 4, they gave him that you supposed to drink from. They gave he whom you ought to buy from. Like the way he spoke to one of the churches. Laodicean church, come buy me of gold very fine. So there's he in that book of Isaiah chapter 55 that has waters. He has wine and milk. He has bread. And he also has sure mercies of David with him. And he that has all these things, they have given him. God gave him, is him. They gave him for a witness to the people. And they gave him as a leader and a commander to the people. So yeah, we know that this prophet is not talking about any other person, but he's talking about the Son of God. And that every other thing you spend money on, every other things, every other labor, you engage under the sun without transacting with the witness of God. He that God has raised as witness. He who God has raised as a leader. I thought in the morning from Proverbs 8. I lead in the way of righteousness, and I lead in the paths of judgments. So they made him what? A witness. And they made him a leader, and they made him a commander. They gave him, and this also Isaiah. When you read Isaiah 7, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And that which they gave is Emmanuel, God with us. Government shall be upon his shoulder. And whom they gave is both a sign and a wonder. It's because remember when I talk about Emmanuel, ask the Lord for a sign. And the people say, we will not ask the Lord a sign. They sent the prophet to come and speak to the king, Isaiah, ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God, this everlasting God. As it either in the deep or in the height above. In the deep or in the height above. But Ezra said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. So we know that the Lord here is Jeremiah 10:10. The Lord is a true God. The Lord is a living God. And the Lord is an everlasting King. So I will not thank the Lord. So, but the Lord himself said, if you will not ask, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. I will give you a sign. The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. So God with us, to be with all, is that people will assess materiality of God, which we are not find among men. Things that were not find among men, they decided to raise and give man a sign. They decided to give man a wonder. A wonder among men. A sign among men. It's a real sign. A real wonder that you don't find it in the world of creation. You can't find it in the world of creation. You can't find such a sign and such a wonder, because it is a song that we carry a wonder. A song that we carry that will be a sign to many, 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 many people. It was through him that the Gentiles shall trust. That if Jesus himself was not he didn't come on his own. He is willing to carry out the work of redemption unto the end, but he did not come at his own volition. They were all eternal counsel that we need to show. We need to make manifest another breed of beings. To reveal another breed of beings. Because the essence of the present creation or the former creation before the fall is to showcase different degree of beings. Different degree of beings and creatures. But in all these creatures, we have seen the best of the creatures leading the pack of creation. Like the four living creatures, which are the very best. They are the very best. They are the peak. When you are talking about the being that lead in the present former creation, these are beings. And one of the blessings that they had, one of it is not everything. One of the blessings that they had is the blessing of eyes within and without. It's a great blessing. They have eyes within and without. And so, they are the leading creatures in this fair present and former creation. There is nothing as outstanding like these beings. Being two spirits, their breaths. The spirit that runs them, well, is oscillating or is in alignment and is in sync with that would bear the throne of God. Talking about how they have surrendered their will. They surrendered their will. Their will is surrender. Their will is perpetually to what? To do everything. They have a will, but they were designed to make sure their will is not different. It's wherever he that's upon the throne want to turn, that they turn. They do not miss it. They are in so much harmony. They are in so much one with the throne of God, but yet there are things that God did not put under their subjection. Because so there are in the present form of creation, we have beings that they are we. They cannot do anything outside the thing that the being on the throne and the throne want. They are one with the throne. Because he that's above the throne is what around the throne, is what determines the throne. So wherever the throne wants to go, that is what their spirits, their frame of their spirit, they go. So, but despite this creation, and when you look at this being, you will think that these beings are incorruptible. You will think that they're not incorruptible. Because at this pedigree, you think that since that their will is one with the throne and one with the being, what, that they serve, that their will, what, that they're not correctable. But that is not sufficient. Because it is not about he that willeth, and neither is he that runneth. Because they like to run. When you see what is get, they run. They run. So it's not that we that willeth. They are, these beings are always willing. They are always willing. They are creatures that we are designed to be willing. What God put in them, the way God arranged them, the way God designed them, they were designed to always be willing. Those four living creatures, I've heard that one of the things that make them to be so willing that they bless them with eyes within and without. So that when it comes into ability to, because eyes mean ability for them to able to what? Sum up things and come quickly in understanding, because eyes is understanding. The eyes of understanding and being enlightened. So they have eyes within and eyes without. So that by reason of how they assimilate understanding, their judgments are very, very high. Both to able to carry out their ministry and both ability to able to surrender their will. Because it is not possible for a creature that they give absolute right to choose, to use his will, to let go without understanding. That's why in the book of Colossians, and likewise in the book of Ephesians, the first thing they grant unto you, that they grant you to be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Understanding. that you might walk worthy of the law unto all pleasing and be fruitful in every good works. And also which agree with Ephesians chapter 1, that we grant unto you to be filled, God grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So this being, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. So this being, they have eyes. And because they have eyes, that is, they have access to a kind of knowledge from God. Yes, and by reason of their knowledge, so they possess eyes that they have access to the knowledge of God. Say knowledge of God. So one of the things that make them to be able to align with the throne and perpetually their will are being given to be able to serve the throne is that the amount of knowledge that they have provision to. Because when you look at the other, they are very, very, very closer to the throne. Though there's a firmament that separates them, but they enjoy proxy. More proxy, and they are advantage of knowledge, and they bless them with eyes. And one of the blessings of the eyes is the blessing of understanding. When you have eyes to see knowledge, because a man can have knowledge, and with that spirit of wisdom and revelation, in the knowledge of E, you will not be able to walk. It takes wisdom for you to be able to walk. So you can have knowledge without spirit of wisdom and revelation. Because spirit of wisdom and revelation will give you entrance into the knowledge. That you can be able to walk. Or you can be able to know. So there are things that they have access to some kind of knowing. There's a way they know. There's a way they know. There's a way they know. And by reason of what they know, they are able to what? Give their will to the throne. Hey, baby, amen. And these beings are wonders. Those beings are wonders among creatures. They call them living creatures. They are wonders among creatures. But here is one that God raised. Here is one that God raised as a witness. God raised him as a leader, and God raised him as a commander to the people. And men ought to what? Receive from him. God raised him as an help to the people. That is why he attained his high priestly ministry. He is the one that was raised. Behold, I have given him for a witness. I have given him a sign. He gave the son as a sign. They gave the son as a witness to the people. So that the people can see a leader. And they can see a commander. And they can see what? A being that they can follow. That they can follow his paths. They can follow him as a witness of God. A witness of both everlasting covenants. For example, in the book of Revelation chapter 7, they were describing in Revelation chapter 7, after the 144, and a great multitude that cannot be numbered, they make mention of him, they say, and they are before the throne of God. They are before the throne of God. After this, I behold, Revelation 7:9, lo, a great multitude, which no man can number, of all nations, kindred, and people, and tongue, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, who is seated upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God. But not only were God, they also worshiped the Lamb, saying, Amen, blessing, glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the angels answered and said unto me, What are these that are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? Then I said, Sir, Daniel. And he answered unto me, These are they that came out of the great tribulation. And I washed their robes. And then I made them white in the blood of the Lamb. So, him whom God have raised a witness, him whom God have raised as a leader and a commander, we saw a people, receiving ministration from him. The first ministry they raised from him is that they said they received ministration from the blood of the Lamb. And the effect of the ministration of the blood of the Lamb is that they have made their robe white. They make their robe white from the blood of the Lamb. But that was not only the ministry they received from the Lamb. So there's a ministration of the blood. But after the ministration of the blood, there's a further ministration. God. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them. The Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them. So, suddenly, they receive a ministry of washing from the Lamb. Before this thing, they receive the ministration of washing from the Lamb. And after that, there are still other ministry they need to receive from him. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them. So that one is still, it's still a future thing for these people. But not shall only feed them, shall lead them. Say, lead them. This, I'm trying to connect my thoughts in the monitor. So I was talking about the realm of the true is the realm of the beginning, the incorruptible. That are things that acquire, there are things that they did not subject into the hand of angel. Neither did he subject into the hand of the first man. But that thing, the second Bible said, we see Jesus, who must make a little lower than the angel for the suffering of death, that he, by the grace of God, can taste death for every man. And that it was him that they committed all, they committed these things to. And he said, promise that these things will be given. Amen. So we can see that there are ministry of the Lamb. When people say we are following the Lamb, for the Lamb, which is the midst of the throne, shall feed them. So is the Lamb does not only wash them and wash their robe, but he also going shall feed them, but not only feed them, shall lead them. So there is, you see, three ministry here. The ministry of washing, the ministry of feeding, and the ministry of leading. That the Lamb must carry out the ministry of washing, the ministry of feeding, and the ministry of leading. Then you cannot come to God. Without him carrying out this ministry, we will not arrive at God, who shall wipe away all tears from eyes. So I'm trying to exalt the ministry of the high priests. The ministry of the high priest, who they have raised as a witness to the people, whom they have raised as a leader and as a commander. I know when you hear what the commander, he speaks of warfare. He speaks of battle, fight. He speaks about contention. Warfare that must be engaged in. One of the greatest hindrance or limitation against us is the presence. The presence, one of the greatest warfare is the presence. The presence is so real. The presence, as Pastor Tayo was saying in the afternoon or in the morning, is the greatest warfare that do not make men to be faithful, that do not make men to be true. The presence, Satan has blown the presence so much and exalted the presence, and by the reason of obedience to the laws of the presence and falling in love with the presence, sin and death, man has made agreement and covenant with the presence. Satan has succeeded to make us, we are not just a believer in lies. We are not just a believer's war in falsehood. Isaiah chapter 28 talk about that our agreement and our covenants shall be disannulled. So there's something in us that we agree. There's something in us. We are soft. There's something in us. We are soft. We are tender. That which is passing away is not repulsive to our soul. Our souls at home. We don't know how to use the world without abusing it. We don't know how to use it. So it will take mercy and training of Christ to begin to cause us and purge and cleanse us from those things that we are so used to. We heard about Demas. Demas, having loved this world, have departed from me. And I went to what? Thessalonica. That Demas was not a small boy. When he left and Paul was talking to Timothy, you can be sure he was in the season of the living God. When there was a departure. Because there is one thing Satan has done, that Satan has put in us the program of departing from the living God. Ability for a man not to continue in the season of the living so that it can be made true and it can be made faithful. You see that from the book of Hebrew 2, Hebrew 3, Hebrew 4, that was a major outcry. And likewise, Hebrew 10. Things that make men to depart. Unbelief in the heart. Unbelief in the heart. Not able to abide in the love of God. Those things, they are what the enemy has woven deep into the fabric of the soul of man. And it's not easy to take away those things, because those things we are designed with lies. Satan designed those things with lies in the soul. Satan designed those things with falsehood. Even when, by reason of mercy, you have put a man and exalted and raised a man out of the dust. Like Pastor Reverend Benjamin was talking about, when you have raised a man out of the dust, to be able to make a soul steady, to make a soul to be steadfast in looking for things that endure, things that remain, things that abide forever, because things that endure, things that remain, things that does not fail are not things that are seen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the last two verses. For while we look not at the things that are seen, For the things that are seen are temporal. Everything that are seen are temporal. And if everything that are seen are temporal, and when they say things that are seen are temporal, they're not just talking about things that you can see with your physical eyeball. When they say things that are seen, both things that are seen by men and the things that are seen by angels. Because there are things that angels see that man are not seeing. When they say things that are seen are temporal, they are not just talking about only things that man can see. They are talking about even things that angels are seeing. According to the highest angel, even the angel that I said that they are the pride of the first creation, cherubim, living creature that have eyes within and without. That everything that they are seeing and can be seen are temporal. But the things that cannot be seen, they are eternal. And we know to say eternal means both the head, God head eternal, and the tail of eternal, which is everlasting. So when you say the things that are not seen are eternal, they are talking about the head, God head. Eternal God head. And the tail of eternal God, which is called eternal power, which is everlasting arms. So when you read, well, things that are seen are temporary, they are talking about eternal Godhead, eternal power, which is what? Which is called what? Everlasting arms. So all of them are eternal, but one is head, God, one is Godhead, and one of them is what? Is eternal power or everlasting arms. So just as if you can't have a head without having arms. So the everlasting arms are the tail of eternal. Where eternal Godhead is the head. Amen. And that's what I was teaching in the morning. That the journey from eternal into a beginning that is in them, a beginning which is true, is where incorruption exists. So things that everything that are seen are temporal. So, everything are temporal. I know you can't believe it that what man, how many ministry desire to have access to the things that angels see. What they made Jacob to lead, what they made Jesus a witness of, what they made him a commander of are not things that are seen. Bible says, for the things that are seen are temporal. I read the old versions, I read some version years ago. He said, things that are seen are cosmetics. They are plastic. Mean, which Hebrew chapter 12 bore witness to it. Hebrew chapter 12 bore witness to it in Hebrew 12 when he was talking about shakings. He was talking about shakings. For his spake on it, but I said again, whose voice then shook the earth? But now he has promised, saying, yea, one more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And you know when to shake earth? Earth has its elements. Say that, church. What's the element? Earth has its own material. And the materials of earth are both visible and invisible, or seen and unseen materials. There are some elements of the earth that are not seen. Every law of the earth are elements. They are properties. They were elements. They are properties. They are materialities. They are materials. Some of those materials are materials you can hold the earth as elements. There's some element of the earth that you cannot hold. Like air, about oxygen. Is what is earth material, but you can't hold it. But that thing is earth, and that thing is tangible. It's just that you can't hold it, you can't see it, but it's very, very tangible. So on earth, we have elements according to that second word, 2 Peter chapter 3. So earth has its elements, and in the shaking will dissolve and break elements. Amen. Eh? It will break elements. It will dismember them. It will break what hold them together. There's a power that is holding both this seen and unseen elements of the head. Physics will use there are energy that hold them together. And they will break the cohesion force of those elements, both seen and unseen elements, We have unseen organism that you have some magnifying lenses to look at him. And there's some organism that magnifying senses can see. Because it will need some eye lights. Because of the strength of those lights, they're able to trap the organism because of how minute they are. And some of those lights, if you want to use it to run an experiment, you will definitely going to harm yourself. When you have to put on some sheet, you have to wear some armor. I've been teaching on armor of light. Because you need armor of light in the day of the Lord. Because you are going to the day of God. And the day of God, you can't just approach the day of God without having armor. Because the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. Then the Lord receives you into the day of God. You find these two things being repeated in the day that heaven begins to dissolve and break the cohesion elements. When they begin to shake the element of earth and heaven. So in that Hebrew chapter 12 that we are reading, amen. For he has said, whose voice then shook the earth? But now he has promised, saying, yet one more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet more, signifies the removing. Say the removing. The removing. The removing. Look at me. Anything that can be removed, anything that can be shaken, lack what God called faithfulness and truth. I have a body, and basically the impression of the Spirit of God is to divine when they say something is faithful and something is what is true. What are his character? What are the things that what are the character? What are the inherent character of those things? The things that are inherent in those things. Before you can say something is faithful, what are the inherent? What are the things that they possess? What are the law that bind them together? Like Job, God was talking to Job about the plating, the cohesion of that star. That they are bound. The way they are banded together. That star, can they bind the sweet influence of plating or lose the bands? That they are joining. The way they are joined. The way they frame them. And what framed them was a kind of word for the Lord. Because what framed this? What framed them? They are words that bind them. Right? I mean, you bind something together. You join something together that you cannot even trace the line that joined them. By the reason of forces of integration, things that integrate them, how they diffuse. But we know there's a provision available in the word of God with the two-edged sword that can divide between soul and spirit. That can divide between joints and marrows. They can divide between thought and intent of the heart. So you can see that those oppressions are not oppressions of the presence. So give me that Hebrew 12 back, please. Yeah, one, removing, signal the removing of those things. Say removing those things. So there are those things. There are things. Removing of those things that are shaken. So imagine earth, element of the earth as things, and the things that the elements of the earth and the elements of heaven, they have things on the inside. And things that Hebrew 12 is talking about here, they are not things that are seen. Because Hebrew 11 verse 3 says, by faith we understand that the things, through faith we understand that the words, we are framed by the word of God, so that the things, take on, so that the things which are seen are made of things which do appear. So let me explain this. When God makes things, God used things to make things. And the things God used to make things, they are in the word of God. So the word of God carry things. The word of God has within it, he has inherent. When I say inherent, there are by the reason of the nature of the word of God, those things are together with it. But you can have the word of God and don't have breakthrough into the things that the word of God carries. Oh God, give me wisdom. God can give you a rock and you will take it. You will say you have a rock, although you are holding the rock. But the rock has elements. In fact, that same rock you are holding, there is what they are going to do, that is what they are going to subject that rock to. They will dissolve it. The rock will still exist, but you can't hold it. That same material that made that rock, they subject to a process of heat, and they can break the cohesion force. And it no longer be a thing you can hold. What they broke down is unseen materials. It was unseen material that they subjected into some cooling that made it to become visible you can hold. And by subjecting it to another process of heat, they break it down and become melting. And there's something they can do for that to that liquid, and it will evaporate. The thing is still existing, but the realm is existing. You don't have access to heat. So when Bible say, for we look at the things that are not seen. Or that Hebrew 12 that was saying, for they shall, he shall shake the removing of things that can be shaken. The thing that can be shaken is not this chair. It's not this chair. What made this chair exist at first are some unseen things. And what heaven is interested is those unseen things. Because really, the power of lust. The power of lust, the power why it's not easy to cause men to divorce from the power of the present is not this chair. That's why people have thought that to not be worldly is not to have TV. They have thought that not to be worldly is not to have chair in your house. That's why you not to be worldly is to be wearing sandal and don't wear shoe. They thought that for you to be worldly is not to do some kind of hairstyle. That for you not to be worldly is to live inside a battered houses. But those things are not it. There are unseen powers. There are unseen forces. And those unseen forces are really the strength of corruption. When they say corruptible things. When you hear corruptible things. Corruptible things, they are unseen. Corruptible things are unseen. They are unseen things. And those are things that must be shaken. Those are the things that they must dissolve. Those are the things that they must subject them to fervent heat. Because that is where, that's how far Satan traveled. Satan traveled and went deep into these things that are. So I say, why we look not at the things that are seen? So all those things, though you can't see with your naked eyes, God's conclusion about them is there are things that are seen. Why? Because they are being made manifest. They have given expression to them. Either if you are not seeing it, angels are seeing it. Though you may not see it, angels are seeing it. And because angels are sinning, and by the reason of the being that fair, and all those beings that are fair with them, they are, firstly, those are the things that they lusted after. God didn't create sin. Satan created sin. And what Satan used to create sin or do iniquity were instruments within himself. They were elements on his inside. What I feel in praise my heart is to give us a breakthrough mind. You see, when you are talking about faithfulness and talking about truth, it's not so much about I'm faithful. God, I do something. No. They are transactions of your make. They are it's how you transact your making. Your beauty, your configuration, that is, it is in those things. When you say a man, it's a lie. For God, when you say, for God is lie, in whom there's no shadow. Or you hear 1 John say, if we say we have fellowship with him, for this is the message we have heard of him, the message we heard of him, that God is light, in him there's no darkness. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. That we lie is not your tongue that's lying. Your make is a lie. And what is a lie is your materiality. It's your substance. Because he said, I lead the way of righteousness. Are in the path of judgment to cause those that love me to inherit substance. So he showed the way a substance you need to inherit, to inherit substance, and I will feed their treasures. So you have it. You have a place where you should be filled. For blessed are those who hunger after the truth, for they shall be filled. You should be filled. You should be filled. They need to fill you. Fill you. Fill you. Fill you. And fill you, and by the time they finish filling you, you are what they fill you with. And they fill you with a substance that cannot be shaken. They fill you with a substance that cannot remove. They fill the substance that remain, a substance that abide. So, while we're looking at the things that are seen, for the things that are seen are temporal. So what is their conclusion about things that are seen? And I said, sin there is not only amongst men. That sometimes things that are seen are invisible things, but the invisible things of the present. But you are seen because angels have seen them. So I was saying, what Lucifer, that angel, where he brought forth, look at everybody. There was no iniquity, but a being brought iniquity out of his workmanship. He brought out iniquity by reason of merchandise, by reason of trafficking, by the reason of transaction. Because there are order and there are laws that govern things. He stepped out of the band. Because iniquity was born out of stepping out of order that govern things. He transacted, he carried out an exchange. He carried out an exchange in thoughts and carried out exchange in ways. Ways. How there are ways in him on his inside. He has ways on the inside. Lucifer was a being of way. They wrote it there. Not just established as a perfect in all his way. That was perfect in thy ways. So he's a being that has ways on the inside. Just as wisdom also lead in the way. I lead the way of righteousness. And in the midst of joy, in the midst of the path of judgment. The Lamb of God, he lead in the way of in the way of righteousness, in the path of judgment. Way of righteousness, path of judgment. And essence of the designing the way and the path is to inherit substance. Is to feed the treasure. So you know that a man's treasure house is his heart. For heart of a man, out of his good treasure of his heart. And a man, out of evil, I bring for evil treasure. So there's a place of treasure that they should feed treasures. They should feed heart. Peter was talking to Ananias and Sapphira. He said, "Why, Satan, fill your heart?" Lucifer's heart was filled. And what filled his heart was his trafficking. What he was transacting with, thoughts that he was generating. Because he was designed to be a being that can generate. They can generate something. They can generate. Just like you two, you can generate thoughts. Although when you generate your thought is not being generated alone. There's an adversary that's also that connects to feed you. But because of the way they were designed, they can generate. And brought for corruption. Say corruption. So through that have corrupted. You corrupted that tabaret. You corrupted thy way. And he corrupted his wisdom. Just as wisdom in the beginning, that is true, are elite in the way of righteousness or in the way of uprightness and walk in the paths of judgment. So likewise, Lucifer also have ways on his inside. And he has paths of judgments. And what he transacted with are things that are not sin. So the sin of Lucifer and all the angels of hell were not that he refused to blow his pipe. Or he refused or he decided to use his pipe and carry it to disco hall. Because some people have said that there are different kinds of instruments that they use in disco. The church should not be so destroyed, the church should be clapping. Or maximum, we should use only flutes. That every of those instruments were what Satan used it, because there are different kind of theology in the body of Christ, and it was those instruments that he used. And you can see those instruments are being used in clubhouses now, but in the clubhouses nobody used flutes. Yeah, that's why church will be using flute. We should not be using drum. We should not be using, you know, all because Satan brought those things, and we can see them in the clubhouses and see them in what, in parties. No. What Lucifer transacted and traffic with, that's what I'm trying to say. There are things that are unseen. For that say in thy heart, there are thoughts. There are ways. But all those things, they can be removed. Those things, they can be shaken. Because he said it, whose voice then should the earth? And as promised, saying, yet most I will shake not the holy earth only, but also heaven. So when they are, I know a time will come that they will practically shake this special earth. And maybe I want to shake the heaven. But what heaven want to shake, first of all, is heaven on your inside. Heaven, because all of us, we have heavens and earth on our inside our soul. We have a frame of heaven, nature. Most of the things, sin, transgression, iniquity, they are not material of man. They are elements of fallen heavens. What did I say? Say sin. Say transgression. Say iniquity. They are not material of men. They are not elements of earth. They are heavenly elements. Falling heavenly elements. That's why I'm trying to say that there are, when you get to heaven, there are physical heaven. Say physical heaven. Just as you can go to the head and hold a pole like this. When you get to heaven, you will also see things you can hold. And the thing you can hold are things, they constitute them from the things that are not seen. Just like the tree that you go to pluck fruit from, they came out from the word. They spoke them forth. What brought them out there in things you can't see, words unseen. But the power of the heaven elements are not in those things you can see. Like, for example, sin, which was a law, transgression, which are laws of falling heaven, iniquity, which are laws of falling heaven, you can't hold them. But they are more potent. They are, the more those things are unseen, the more potent and powerful they are. So sin, death, blindness, ignorance, they are things. And these things are very, very strong. Death, separation from the life of God. Idol, vanity, those things are very, very strong. They are elements. They are unseen elements that have power even over souls of men. And they have power over the mind of man. And they are in their oppressions and in their work, they are very, 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 very strong. And they can easily bring the soul under captivity. They can easily bring the soul under captivity. And when they bring soul under captivity, to deliver his soul from their grips. To deliver his soul from their grip. If a pastor, even sometimes to deliver his soul from what we call beggarly elements. A soul that's enjoying fornication. Sometimes to deliver his soul from that, that is a very low work. They call them works of the flesh. Because that soul have used it so much, you will need to do a lot of things. Or you want, there are some soul have used alcohol. Some soul have used some, they are used drugs. They come to church. You, sometimes you read all the Bible. You teach each lesson. You subject to prayer. You do counseling. But they, sometimes they only stay off it for weeks or months. Until you meet to ask some people, they tell you that the effect of what they are taking it. But the effect of it is not even in their tongue. The place of it is in their brain. They take it until he has a wave, like, you know, in their, he has moved to their reflexes. That when they are not taking, they say, where their body is reacting. You see that the strength of that thing, though it's a physical thing, you can take that thing, even though you take that thing, but what that, it was a physical substance that they use physical substance, but that physical substance had a power that registers something in their brain. They call it addiction. But you see that the power of that thing, Paul was seeing this thing. Paul said, I will not be brought under the power of anything. So things as powers. And those powers are unseen. You can use strength, human discipline, not to do a thing. But that does not mean that you are free from his power. Redemption has not happened. They have not carried redemption in that thing. You, through discipline, shape discipline, fasting, prayer, you wake up and fast for 7 days. You pray for 3 hours every day. You might sense as if you are not doing some things, but have his unseen power. Have you been delivered from it? Have you been redeemed? Have you been broken? Have those power been shaken? Have they removed it? Give me that Hebrew that I was reading. 26 or 27. Say, God, remove those things that are shaking as of things that are made. As, so you are comparing two things. Things that are shaking as of things that are made. So when you see things that are made, you will think that the things that are made is what God is angry. When you read the book of Habakkuk, when in the day that operation of the Father, operation where the chariots and oars of salvation was ministering, they were asking, oh river, why are you running away? Oh big mountain, why are you skipping? Did God ask vengeance and wrath against the mountain? You know, God does not have anything against the mountain. In the day, was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was thy anger against rivers? Was thy wrath against the sea? That thou didst ride upon thy horses and thy chariot of salvation. The issue is not with rivers. The issue is not with the sea. But the issues are the invisible things of death. Corruption has held them down. Because the whole creation has been brought under the bondage of corruption. So God is not angry against river. God is not angry against mountain. God's anger is not kindled. In the day that God wants to come to deliver things from their bondage of corruption, things from power that had things there. What God was targeting, God was not against river, but God was targeting their elements, forces that corruption on behind river that hijacked. You can drive, if you like, you can drive away all the rivers. If you have not touched those unseen power behind river, you have not delivered creation from corruption. These are what I'm trying to share. I want you to see something. all he was asking. You are marching out with your horse and chariot of salvation. And you are intended to execute salvation. Salvation means deliverance. To deliver creation from the bondage of corruption. But it seems, when we look at you, it seems that you are angry against river. It seems against you are angry against mountain. It seems you are displeased. But no. It's not those things you are displeased. There is something inherent. There is a power behind those things. Because we have seen what men can do because they want to live on an island. The same water that is at Elijah. But some people, what they will do, there's a vision that Satan has planned, are painted. And what they are painting is not about the water. It's about something behind it that make men, there's something that men love. And those things, men does not even know it. Men does not know the thing that is pulling them. They do not know the power that is pulling them and want to bring them under subjection. Things that want to bring them under subjection. Things that are supposed to be, things that God has put in under their subjection, and now it's in rebel. Try to bring man under subjection. And God has a controversy. God has a war against those things. So I've appointed him as a commander of the people. Our warfare, they command us. That's why, if you are not able to be commanded, so that you can gain victories over powers of things, you will not be faithful. For a man cannot serve two masters. It is that he loves one or hates another. You can't serve two masters. The heart of man is not designed to pledge faithfulness to two things. So you cannot love this world and love God. So that's why when we preach this message, people will think that you do say they don't want me to have anything good in life, good of thing of life. I want to tell you, under the sun, there's nothing good. If you lack the power to be able to be separated from the power of corruption that bring every soul and every heart under bondage. Do you have power within you that when you touch things that are made by the reason of power that you have come into, by reason of your framing that have come into, you can separate, you can sever the power that bring heart under. The power that magnet heart and pull heart. Do we have power over things that seduce? The power that seduce, sedition, that seduce. Do we have power over, that's what they call evil. When you are talking about evil, evil. For every man, when he's tempted, do not say, James chapter 1, do not say he's tempted of God. For God does not tempt any man with evil. So where does evil that tempts man, where is it? Where is it? Is in things. Because when Satan planted the tree, he planted the tree, good and evil. In that tree. It's not two trees. That one tree that he planted, there are evil inside. And there's that who seemed good to man. So, Satan has designed in some way. There's no way you say, I want good thing. The good tree. That evil is not. Paul was teaching that wisdom. He said, the good as they, but evil is present with me. So, this, the way Satan designed this present, that's why men are not faithful. That's why we can't be true. Because evil is present with what they call good. And the evil is the power of corruption. The power of corruption that are capable to turn. When you are ignorant, it turns. When you think you are smart, a prudent soul, it turns. When I'm using this wisdom here, there are some guys. They believe that the way to deal with the war or the way to undo the present sometimes is self-denial. They thought that is the wisdom. But they have forgotten that this is able to make you wise. That thing can make you wise. When that thing walks upon your soul, it will give you a wisdom to think that you are addressing him, but you're not addressing him. If I really you have come under him. Because he's able to make you wise. And you'll be as God. And it's that tree, it's the fruit of that tree that does that. You will partake it and you find the wisdom. I'm going to diss myself. I would rather be wearing LSC Labor Union khaki. So I will make sure I'm wearing khaki. We have seen one that became a governor. What? The estate that he built. Those who have been governor before, he never built half of it. But what he used to deceive everybody was the khaki. And in last election, everybody was following a particular party. And all of them, that was their chairman, and they wear one funny beret and hat. People thought that these people are khaki people. They are able to. But when it came to money, the kind of corruption that was going on, you know, a khaki cannot. It's not their fault. It's the power behind it. There's an evil that is present there. So that is what must be removed. That is what must be shaken. That is what us and chariot of salvation, those us in the book of Revelation, those four revelation, when they begin to, those are the things that they want to attack. Those are the things. Is the power of things that bring men under bondage. Peter taught it this way. Peter said, for when they do this thing, they are servants of corruption. For in what a man is overcome of. What a man is overcome of. Where they promise them liberty. 2 Peter 2:19. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. So to be a servant of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is brought in bondage. So when they say, oh, creation is under the bondage of corruption, you can see that what is responsible to the bondage of corruption is a power which is unseen behind things that are made. That's what Lucifer, fallen angel, Satan, and all the fallen angels, they went not in the thing that's intangible. Where they went to go and perpetuate corruption, evil, is in the power of things behind. They went into the elements that are not seen to go and perpetuate evil. That's why God hates Satan. Or why God? Then you say God does not hate. But why God? Why God is a jealous God? Because what Satan went to go and touch is he went to go and touch in the secret nucleus. He went to go and taught the gene. The gene of things, which were things unseen. Those are the things that in tampered with and perverted. When they say something, it's a wicked. Where he wrought his wickedness. That's why when they call it spiritual wickedness, they are not natural. They are not superficial. What is weak is that you pervert. You utter something completely. And when you did the alteration, is even a man will not know that you have uttered. And you have the power to utter. Because it was not only God put the present world and the former creation, God put it in under their hand also. But God have refused to pull the word to come, which we preach under the hand of angel. Look at me. Outside that, the word to come, which I said, things that the Lord did not put in subjection, was made for man. And there are the things of that is true. If the things that God put in the hand of angel, which Lucifer and the angel, they could pervert it. And they are not the things that are true. Because of his glory. Because of what the glory. You see, look at me. Forget about the hate we are seeing now. If Reverend, when he was concluding in the morning, he was talking that he was moving. He said, the way Peter rendered, he said, Peter was trying to talk about the word that was. That they cleansed with flood. There was a word that was that they cleansed before. They clean everything. And when they renew the face of the earth, what they renew is not as that one. Because that one was better. That one, although it was generating, but was better. Because you could see, why was it better? You could see the beings that live in that world. You could see what the process of their thoughts. They are not doing fornication. Man, the sin of Genesis made a carry with flood was not. That was what God said. I was trying to talk when he was ramping up in the morning. That there was a former war and the present war. That war that was carried with the water. What God buried there. And what they bury is not even in his glory. And that was just earth alone. How much more heaven? What heaven? And the Bible says heaven is waxing hot. I'm not the one that said this. So don't look at me like that. Maybe anybody, many people want to go to heaven. But Bible says heaven is waxing hot. The way heaven was, the day they created it, heaven is not looking the luster. The luster, the elasticity of the heaven, the expansion and the effugence, the presence that heaven carries. Heaven is not having that. And when they say angels desire to look into this thing that we are talking about, you for to know that what they really desire to look into. So you think that. So when God did not commit into them, the word to come. Because God committed a word to them. And the glory of that thing, because when Lucifer saw heaven, sin was not in heaven. What Lucifer saw, I was talking in the morning, what he saw, we don't know what it is. Where God, where he said, I will set my throne, I shall be like God. Or I shall be as most high. That thing is too high. That you could not resist it. And it's different from the world to come. So it could not be steadfast. It could not be faithful. Or they could not be faithful. Because all what they designed them for is to be angels. We are designed as witnesses. They were witnesses. The witnesses of the first creation of God. When they come to minister to you, or when they come, peradventure, you are encountering a vision, they are witnesses. But they could not, Satan could not, or Lucifer could not, that the strength of what God created in heaven, he could not, he was too much. Began to conceive what can be done, possibilities. Which was also the sin of Cain. Possibility of what you can do when you are not limited under the presence. Because immediately he left the presence, he went into adventure. Wow. Those possibilities, he was conceiving them. Because it was sin that lay at the door. Sin. So there were possibilities. Look at me, gospel. Possibility within the ambience or the thing that is sin. You know that everything Cain went to go and do in his man. You know, he didn't manufacture them for somewhere. It was from the creation of God. When Cain left the presence of God, he went to go and find a city. That thought he had been carrying is when he was in the presence of God. He went to go and he started a civilization. A whole civilization was born. He raised a whole civilization that souls were being cultured. Undying before he made a world. When he said it was a world that came for the world. A world that sin. What God saw and God rejected him and his offering. It was what he has on his inside. God saw what he has on his sister. God said, I can't accept this thing. It was not about the yam and the coconut he brought before God. Because that yam and coconut he brought before God, God created it. So it was not about that. It was God rejected Cain and his offering. What does Cain stand for? The unseen elements. The unseen world. Bible says, for its works are evil. Somebody say, how will a man starting after a city is evil? Why is it evil? Because it does not align with what is in the heart of God. What makes anything evil? It's simpler. It's not. It's alternative. Alternative. Which what Lucifer did? I may exalt my throne and I shall be as God. It's alternative. It's alternative. That's evil. Evil is alternative. So he went to Ganga and fetch city. They developed a look what he started a terrible. You never find an orchestra. Someone said, how did I know? It's in the Bible. He started the first orchestra, musical for orchestra. And his brother's name was Jubal. And he was the father of all sorts as Andrew the Alps and Hogan. And Zilla, she bear also bear tobacco, an instructor of every artifier in brass and iron. The sister of tobacco was Naab. There are two things. And Adam Beja, he was the father of such as dwell in tents and of such as have cattle. So you can not say it's not only a bed that have cattle. So with skin also, they also have cattle too. And they also dwell in tents. So he was not in their earthly profession and vocation. He was in the soul vocation. The vocation of the soul. But we saw Jesus. When Jesus, he that they raised as a witness, as a leader and a commander, you don't know how powerful Joker was at the age of 12. Because we could see at the age of 12, I was saying in the morning that Joker, at the age of 12, when he came to the temple, he was already a witness of Holy Ghost. We could see the lies of Stephens, Peter, the lies of Philip, the evangelist. Those men that are full of the Holy Ghost, we could see what they do. But proving Jesus that Jesus can be fine, faithful, it's not like, well, it's not Adam, Lucifer. I mean, they grew. They grew with wisdom. They grew with the grace. Say grace. Jesus grew in wisdom and they grew with grace. Favor. So when he was 12, he was already a child of the Holy Ghost. That boy that you saw in the temple that his parents were looking for him for 4 days and went sorrowing, he was a child of the Holy Ghost. Because I was marveled. Oh, that was it. They said they went looking for him and his kinsmen. When he was in Jerusalem, none of his kinsmen was around. A boy of 12, how was he taking care of himself? So you could show that he has so much activity of the Spirit upon his life that he knows Holy Ghost that he could take care of himself. It was like John the Baptist that went into the desert. You know, it's not only Jesus that stayed behind. John can stay in the temple. John, when he was 18, they took him to the wilderness. Imagine a teenager around 13, 14, 15, he went into the wilderness to go and stay with the wild animals. I'm trying to talk about those guys with the witness of Holy Ghost. And with that amount of power, you can show that it can be eating barbecue. You see, you don't know their own temptations. That's what I wanted to say. Things that tempted them. When they have, because these beings do not only, they are not just that. You know, Reverend was saying, the Holy Ghost that they receive is not the kind of Holy Ghost we are receiving now. They had, Jokers, they had apostle, they had stature before they gave them Holy Ghost. By reason of working with Jokers for 3 years and a half, they are so high stature. We became born again. We have never developed any inches. They gave us Holy Ghost. What we could do as Holy Ghost is to speak in tongues and prophesy. But this girl, man, they had stature before they gave them Holy Ghost. John had stature before Holy Ghost was within. Jesus, he grew in stature. The Bible said he grew in stature. He grew in wisdom. So you can be sure that things that you will command Holy Ghost. Because you don't have stature, the Holy Ghost will not honor. But the reason of their own stature, if they ask of it, but the reason of their stature, Holy Ghost will do it. I want you to see something. Because this man, they hold powers of unseen things under the administration of Holy Ghost. Dorcas was in the wilderness. I can understand why no beast could attack John the Baptist. Why John the Baptist, he was not commanding them. When it came to Daniel, they had to send an angel to shut the mouth of the lions. When he came to John was in the wilderness. We don't know how many years, but we know that he went there from his thing. So he must have been his way maybe for like 10 years or 12 years. So he was not, they didn't send an angel to go and shut the mouth of those lions. Wash out the mouth of those guys. I said, behind all those elements of those lions in lion den, we are angels that shot them. I said, he sent the angel because Daniel was still counting. He said, oh, king came to him. He said, they came to shut the hand, mouth, but an angel. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth. But what shot John the Baptist, those beasts in the wilderness? Those serpent was not angel. He had power. He was, because their mouth, the law, the unseen thing, that corruption has taken, those things were suspended by the reason of a witness. That thing was a witness. That man was like Adam in the garden. Adam was having all those wild beasts. And those wild beasts could not do anything. Wild beasts started devouring was because corruption enter their invisible things, their unseen things. That's what I said. For you to understand the wickedness that Lucifer did, is what they perverted. Paul was talking about this man that was resisting when he was preaching to this man, Elymas. He said, "For you are a wicked fellow. You perverted the way of righteousness." Are you beginning to understand what I'm trying to say? So, what made him? So, what happened to John the Baptist was not the same thing that happened to Daniel in the lion's den. What happened to John the Baptist was that by the reason there was a power that he had that shut down, although he did not remove it throughout the time he was around, but the reason of a work that they did in him, he could show that the calling day as up man, every man born of woman. There's no reason as John the Baptist. So he has stature, he raised. So by the reason of his rising, there are invisible things that he could hold down. He held them down. By the reason of stature in so. They called him that he was a burning and a shining light, which many rejoice in his lights. He was a burning and a shining light. So, and that shining, we know that shining is the maximum of the shining of the living. Because it's not the true light that is shining. It's the light of the living that shines. Because there's a light of the living that both burn and shine. Because the visitation of everlasting God in the sanctuary is a burning. Would the day of the Lord shall burn like oval. But in the most holy, it's a shining. But it's still living. So it's a burning and shining light. It's the light of the living. But the living in the sanctuary and the living in the most holy. So we saw Jesus also. So Jesus himself found himself in the wilderness for 40 days. And he found himself with the midst of, in the world. That would say he was in the midst of wild beasts and serpents. You see? I was saying something. What I'm trying to say is that there is a power in visible things. And that this man and those things that they brought under their subjection. So they were things that they brought under the subjection of John the Baptist. Because of he was arisen. He arose in his soul. There was a building. And not only arose in his soul, he also carried a spirit. So he had both the frame. And he carried both the testaments, the testimony. But that testimony is the testimony that is spread because they spoke about him. John has a testimony in the book of John. They said, "For he bore witness. He bore witness." But his the witness he bore in 1 John chapter 1. He bore witness. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light. He was not the true light. He has a witness. Because he himself had the light. There are things that they brought under him. What they brought under him? He was a light. But it was not that light. He was a light. So the light I ask is the light of the shining. But it was not that which is true. So that what they brought under his subjection, what he came under his subjection was still inferior. What he brought under his suggestion is still the present or the former creation in its originality. He handled it in a measure. Though not like the first Adam and not like the last Adam. But when you pluck him, he is the one in the third position. So he was light, but was not that light. That light is the true light. The light in every man that cometh to the world. Though that light could bear witness. He can bear witness to the true light. And he knew that he cannot unloose, Pastor. He said he cannot unloose the sander, the work. The manner of this work, I cannot unloose it. He's preserved than me. He too has Holy Ghost. But he was talking about this person. He said this person only when he comes, he shall baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So that place is not talking about, amen. When you teach about feeling the Holy Ghost, I believe. But what he was talking about there, it's not even feeling the Holy Ghost, was teaching about there. It's to baptize with the Holy Ghost. It's to baptize with fire. Not to fill with Holy Ghost and fire. It's to baptize with the Holy Ghost. It's higher than, you can use it for infilling of the Holy Ghost, but it's higher than that. It's higher than that. It's with. That means he's using Holy Ghost as an agent of baptism. With. It's not to fill you. He shall baptize with. So the ministry of Holy Ghost that the Son handle is higher than filling of Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost can be used as a work, as a tool, and with fire. But why Jesus cannot do that work when they gave us born again to battle with the Holy Ghost? Not that they fill up with the Holy Ghost. Because we don't have stature. Where our frame cannot, they can't baptize us with the Holy Ghost. They fill up with the Holy Ghost. Because you need stature to for able to baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. But God is not the last stature. Bible will not break his law. They fill us with the Holy Ghost. But not baptize our wits. If they use Holy Ghost on our soul, which is still grass, our soul, which has still has a flower as of the feet. So they could not baptize with, but they fill us. And expect us that we will grow and we can start taking the baptism with Holy Ghost. It's a thing that they carry out later. Their ministry, they carry out from the sanctuary. And they carry it as we move into the most holy places. Because they connect that baptism with his feet, with work, with sandal, I cannot bear nor carry. His work is preferred before me. Amen, somebody. Amen. So you can see that Jesus, beyond this thing. But what they made Jesus and they brought to Jesus is that they gave Jesus this thing that the heaven does not feel comfortable to put in the hand of angel. Because the word to come, according to Hebrews 6, call it the power of the word to come. So, Hebrew 2, the power of the word to come. So, I'm talking about, the word to come has its power. Just as the present world has its power. And what was perverted, what was corrupted, was the power of the present. And Satan take it, hijack it, and furnish it to bring men on to become servant of corruption, to bring men under the bondage of corruption. And those things are pull, those things are sedition, and it's not easy to deliver man from his bondage, to deliver soul from when you overcome a soul. But Jesus, they trained Jesus with the things of the world to come. The things and his power. They were warning us in Hebrews that when you tasted of the power of the world to come and you turn, there is no room for repentance. What happened to angel will happen to you. So it showed that if they say if you turn back, it showed that there are temptations that can come. But they must find you faithful. Let's quickly read Hebrew just to teach us, to show us a few things in Hebrew 6. For it is for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and we are made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Can you see? Partakers of the Holy Ghost. But what did you do? What did you do? So partakers of the Holy Ghost said, it's not Holy Ghost baptism. And I've tested the good word of God. So no, this good word of God is what? Is incorruptible seed. And the powers, forces of the world to come. Now, the forces of the world to come are things behind incorruptible powers. If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance. See, they crucify. Can you, what is it? The Son of God. So you can see that this operation, you have breakthrough to the Son, but this is of the ministration of the Son of God. The coming of the Son of God. What the Son of God, when the Son of God is ministering, things that are open to you in the day of the ministration of the Son of God. If they fall away to renew again, to repent and sin, they crucified and said the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Look at it. For the earth we drink it in the rain that cometh often upon it and bringeth forth herbs meet for him by whom it is dressed, receive a blessing from the Lord. This is Psalm 24. He said, receive the blessing, righteousness from the God of his salvation. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the path of judgment, to cause them that love me to inherit substances, and I feed their treasure. Receive a blessing from God. So you know that blessing that you receive from God is salvation, because he stated it later, that is salvation. We are not of them. But that which beareth thorns and this too is rejected, and is near unto cursing, whose end is to be burnt. Look at it. This is the place. But beloved, we are persuaded of better things of you. Things. So there is salvation, but there are things that accompany salvation. Things that accompany salvation. There are things that accompany salvation. Thus, we thus speak. This is Hebrew 2:5. The power of the world, the world, taste of the world, God has not put in the hand of angel the word to come. Word we thus speak. Wherefore we speak. So go back to Hebrew 6. We are pursuing better things of you. Come on. So they say they are talking about things. Better things of you. And things, they are not repetition. So one is the program, one is the power. And things that accompany salvation, thus we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. Time will not allow me. I wanted to talk about the love of God, the honor of God. For when God begins to commit things to you, the fear of God, things that must be for you to be fine, faithful. That's why one of the things that make Moses to be faithful when they show the pattern, Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. That what part of thing? If you don't have fear, you will not be faithful. Because they will make you of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Go back to Hebrew, that Hebrew. Let me quickly run to it. Beloved, we are possessed of better things of you. Things that accomplish salvation. Those who don't speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards in his name, in that you are ministered to the saints and to minister. And we desire that every one of you do so the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Gospel, God, what make a man faithful is there are things of salvation and things that accomplish salvation. Faithful and true. Things of salvation. Because salvations are things. You find that book of Psalm, God, the Lord, with him is the God of salvation. And he has issues from deaths are with him. Psalm 69:80. He that's our God is the God of salvation. And unto God, the Lord, belong the issues from death. God have issues that can deliver from death. So God is the God of salvation. But it's not only God. And unto God, the Lord, belong the issues from death. Things that issue out when God wants to address death. Death that does not make us to be faithful. Death that always wants us to seek our home. Death that when God is committing things to us, we want to hijack the things that God is committing to us and use it for our own honor and use it for our own glory, where we don't seek the honor and the glory of him that has appointed us. Because of lies, because of idol, because of vanity. We love vainglory. We like lying vanities. Apostle John called those things darkness. He called those things death that we need to pass from. We must pass from darkness to light. We must pass from death to life. As they begin to shine, as they begin to commit true light, begin to shine. Or they begin to commit, they also call it, they begin to commit these things to us. We must allow them to work within us. We must be fine faithful. We must know that we are steward of these things, both of his law, until we make covenants or we make an agreement. Everything in us agree with it. Then we'll see testimony that can say that God is true in us. I'm praying that this meeting will not just be a revolutionary meeting, but will be a meeting that will confront our idols. It will be a meeting that will confront our lies. It will be a meeting that will confront our falsehood. It will be a meeting that will confront our vanities. Where we have swore a lie. That is Psalm 15. Where we have swore to vanity, and something else has been lifted up, that heaven will show us great mercy and show us great kindness. We find great help of God in this year conference to divorce from those things in the name of Jesus. It will be a time of great supply of the spirits. When I was praying little money, God said, I will be supplied to them spirits. Yeah. They will supply to us the spirit of Jesus. Yeah. They will give us the heart of Jesus. Yeah. Heart that was not attached to anything. Even where Paul was looking for this thing, things that were gain to him. And we know the things that were gain to him are things of godliness. Godliness and contentment is a great gain. He counted them but loss for the excellency. There are things that he counted for dunk. Those are the things of the law. He's Pharisee. They are dunk. But after he had disowned it and he had moved into the faith program, and he gained godliness with contentment, which was a great gain. Because of the excellency, because of the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus, he also counted those things that were gained to him, he counted them as loss. Because he can see another higher vision. So there are things he counted for dunk. You can't bring that so CV before God. Even when he has counted something by to dunk and has not gained things that are godliness, which is a great gain, he also has to count those things for losses. That they will give us that same art where we can count our gain as loss. We forget, you call it, use another word, forgetting those things that are behind. They count those things as behind things and is pressing towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This is what we do in this year conference. I said, these are what we are going to do in this year conference. I see great help being given to every soul. I see ministration, diverse ministration, diverse ministration, ministration of spirits being coming to help hearts in the name of Jesus. God's people, all your past exercises in godliness is not without usefulness. When you exercise yourself in godliness, it prepares you to be able to carry out higher denying. Higher thing you to reject. You can do this high demand that the Lord is paving for. I say you'll find grace. Yeah. Heaven will give you eyesight to see things. Yeah. I say heaven will give you eyesight. Yeah. You will see things. Yeah. You'll be empowered with grace. And with might in the name of Jesus. Can you be on your feet this evening and begin to respond to the Lord?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.